Draped in a U.S. flag, Officer Craig Lehner's body was brought to the floor at KeyBank Center. His canine partner Shield followed, and throughout the ceremony, rested not far from the casket. During a tribute video played at the funeral, one could hear Lehner's own voice explaining how he named his canine partner.
I actually had a lengthy list of names, and I'm prior service military, so I've lost a couple of friends in the military, so I was thinking about something along the lines of wounded warriors or fallen soldiers, and then I thought of the fallen officers. Then Jimmy Shield, it just hit, and then after getting to know a little bit about Jimmy, it just fit.
Buffalo Police Chief of Detectives Dennis Richards delivered opening remarks.
Now it is time to lay our brother to rest. There's a connection among those who serve in uniform, be it the military, the rescue services, fire departments, or police departments. It is a bond that is closely woven. It is the glue that holds families together.
Lehner was a 9-year veteran of the police department, serving in the K-9 and underwater rescue and recovery team in his final years. He was also remembered for his service in the New York Army National Guard. Knowing him in that role was retired Master Sergeant Major Mark Sorrentino.
Craig had a magnetic personality. After only meeting him for a few minutes, you knew this kid was special. There was a drive about him. It just made you want to do better, to fight longer, to do one more push-up, to run faster, to just do better than you did yesterday.
His longtime police partner, Officer Tommy Champion, delivered an emotional tribute during which he fought back tears, but also recalled the humorous moments on the beat.
We would be on our way to a call in a patrol car, and whenever Craig would see someone in a car next to us rocking out, singing their music, completely lost in their own world, he'd look over at them and start dancing to the same song, prompting me to do the same. The drivers always burst out laughing hysterically or started cheering him on with their hands up as we drove off to our 911 call.
Police officials stated during the ceremony that Lehner's name will soon be added to the wall at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. During his remarks, Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda used a quote from that wall, saying it's not how those officers died that made them heroes, but how they lived. Although he lived only 34 years, those honoring Lehner say he lived a full life. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.
At K943, we thank you for your service. May you rest in peace.